All right, here we go.
We're talking today with Dean Tom Kuhn. Dr. Kuhn, I know this is a very special day for you. You've worked on this really almost from the day that you arrived on campus in Stillwater.
That's really true, Ron, and it is kind of fun to reach this milestone. It's not the end of the project by any means. We still have about 30 months of construction to go through and worry about things like the steel market and things like that, but it's going to happen. We've come to this point, and we really are going to see the fulfillment of this vision that so many people have contributed to, President Hargis, certainly the Ferguson family, and many of our faculty and students. They've been really excited about this. So it's great to see it reach this milestone, and I'm excited to see how it's going to change all that we do in agriculture and natural resources.
I know that this is literally a building that's going to help advance both the educational side of things, the teaching side, but also the research side.
It is. You know, it's going to change the way we do those things. You know, if you think about, you know, the traditional university classroom where you go in and the seats are nailed down or bolted down to the floor, the students can't turn around, they can't talk to each other and so on. The way we teach today has fundamentally changed from that. And so this is going to enable our very creative faculty to adopt new ways of teaching that get students more actively involved in the process, which is why they come to OSU. They want that experiential part to it. So it's exciting to think about that. The research, the way we do research today, there isn't a lone ranger model for science anymore. The single scientist doing their thing and not being in touch with anyone else is gone. Mm-hmm. We've really got to have multiple disciplines involved. The economists need to work with the agronomists. They need to work with the engineers, with the animal scientists, and so on. So the research space is built to facilitate that. We're going to have faculty working together in laboratories. Now, the graduate students will be right adjacent to them. They can come in and out of the space as needed. And so it's not just a nice new building. It's a building meant to change the way we interact with each other, the way our students engage, the way we do research, and the way we teach.
The nice thing about the location is that you're so adjacent, you're right in the middle of where you needed to be anyway.
It's central. It is central to our whole domain. So that we've got our biochemistry, molecular biology, and entomology, plant pathology next door in the Noble Research Center across the street. We've got animal and food science. We've got the Food and Ag Products Center. We have faculty in the Henry Bellman Building just to the south of our new building. So it's the heart of our college. It really is. It's central to all that goes on in our college. The new Greenhouse Learning Center is just a block away, so very convenient in that way as well. And you know, we've intentionally built it, or designed it, we'll build it. We've designed it to encourage people to stick around, students and faculty, so they're interacting with each other, so they build those social interactions that help to give them a network to, you know, that's going to make them be successful in their careers and help us to advance all that we do.
I know that you're very thankful for the Ferguson family really putting that money out there that everybody has been able to match, and that's been a real blessing.
It really has, you know, and there's it was a tremendous gift. It is a tremendous gift. But along with that gift came a vision for our mission. And, you know, they made it so simple for us. They said, we feel called to feed the world. That's our mission. We are here to make sure that people don't go hungry. Right. And so it's very exciting to have the gift of the money and the gift of the mission that they've endorsed what we're about, and they've shown a spotlight on it. Right. I'll forever be grateful to them for that. And it's really been fun. They've been here the last couple of days on campus, and they've shared with me a couple of experiences where a random student has walked up to them and said, thank you. And so probably nothing means more to them than that, you know. Someone they don't know at all, but of course the student knows them from the videos and so on. But to say you've made an impact on my life. So
with this building now actually getting that first few shovels of dirt officially going and everything, I know you're already starting to change quite a few things here on campus.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. So, for example, some of the themes of how we're going to design our research space in the new building, We have to renovate old space. And as we renovate that old space, we're doing the same thing. Let's get investigators working together, sharing labs, rather than each one having their own lab. So, you know, the work doesn't end. Mm-hmm. Our next big challenge is the agronomy farm. And, of course, we had the tragedy this year in February with the severe freeze. Our greenhouses out there are ancient, and we simply can't keep them warm enough. And, of course, Dr. Carver uses those greenhouses to speed up the wheat breeding program. And he lost a whole year's work, just like that. And so we got to tackle that. We're working with Congressman Lucas and Senator Inhofe and others at the federal level to help support financing that. We're going to get it done. Wherever the money is going to come from, we're going to find it and we're going to get it done. But we've got to equip our scientists with state-of-the-art facilities in the field, in our greenhouses, so that they can continue to really push the leading edge. That's why we call it New Frontiers.
Right. Finally, I know that you're also excited about some of these new naming opportunities. Yes. You've got some of those actually stepping up and are happening now.
We do. So, our cornerstone donors, those who have donated at the $1 million level and higher, it's fun to see them get excited about the spaces. We've got the Dr. Barry Pollard a gallery that will be kind of a social gathering place. Mr. John Grondyke is naming one of the research laboratories, and so many more. So we have those opportunities at the seven-figure level, but we also have opportunities to name spaces at the $25,000 level and everything in between. And so, to me, it's not so much about the gift as it is going back to what I started with 7 years ago. I could tell there's tremendous support for this college in this state.
Right.
Let's show it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.
You betcha.